Knowing versus walking in the truth. Trust Jesus and put the truth to the test. Here we read in Scripture, as he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That was John 8, verses 30 through 32. The meaning, we don't have to look too far to see the importance of truth in the marketplace. Most employment application forms include a statement that informs the applicant, any untruth or misrepresentation is grounds for dismissal. Employee orientations focus on the importance of truthful reporting on employee expense accounts, use of company credit cards, cell phones, computers, and company vehicles. Sadly, we're bombarded daily by evidence in the media and the press that truth as a virtue has almost vanished and is out of style in our society. I read an article recently about a college student caught lying and cheating on exams. He expressed his dismay over his punishment by claiming, "What is the big deal? Everybody does it." It seems that the world in general, and especially Christians, have bought the lie. The lie that says the truth will set you free. While this sounds good on the surface, this is a lie from Satan to deceive us into sin and death. Let's take a look at some common and simple truths. Number one, cigarettes, tobacco causes cancer. Number two, unprotected sex increases the risks for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Number three, drinking alcohol and driving is dangerous and against the law. Four, overeating and lack of exercise are bad for your health. All of these are true, yet smoking, unprotected sex, drunk driving, and obesity are all on the rise. Sadly, the truth alone never sets anyone free. The truth we fail to focus on is the need to walk in faith and obedience to the truth of God's Word. Child of God, I encourage you to decide today that you will make the Bible the final authority in your life. Read it, study, and meditate on it. Continue walking in faith on the road to righteousness. The simple truth is, when you obey God and resist Satan, he will flee from you and you will be set free. Lord, thank you for the eternal, unchanging truth of your word. I thank you for the light of Jesus that enables me to see through the darkness and to recognize Satan's lies. Holy Spirit, draw me to the light and truth of God's word. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.